By the time B'Elanna and Karn arrived on the bridge, the science Gorn had installed himself at the appropriate duty station, while Vokan took the helmsman's seat. A few of the escapees had taken up stations, but it was easy to see the one conspicuous absence as she settled into the center chair. "Mr. Kareth, I believe you'll be comfortable at tactical." Karn gave a pleased smile as he found the station's configuration not terribly different from how things had been laid out in his own time. "Thank you, Captain. How do you say it now? The One stands ready to serve." "Excellent." B'Elanna had to crane her head slightly to see the science Gorn at his sensors. As soon as they had a chance, she noted to herself, the eye patch had to go. "Science Gorn, what do you have for me?" The Gorn tapped a few commands, then rattled with satisfaction.
"We have full control of the ship, Captain. I've altered the computer core's prefix codes and removed the previous designation from his IFF.
"Well done. I'm going to signal the Huachat to begin moving off station. Vokan, as soon as there's clearance, get us out of here and start charting a course that will take us back to Klingi Prime. Action!" "Acting." B'Elanna sent a set of commands that instructed the rigged bird of prey to back away and turn, preparing to leave the system. A few moments later, she felt the thrum of power that signaled the ship switching to internal systems, and as Vokan bent to his station, they began to clear the docking slip and enter open space.
"Captain," the science Gorn observed, "I am detecting small craft launching from the far side of the base, a mix of fighters and armed shuttles."
"We'll use the Huachat to help fight them off. I'm sending him out on an intercept vector." The Gorn raised a brow ridge.
"I was under the impression your remote controls were too rudimentary for combat, or plotting warp travel."
"When I was running it off my Omni-tool, sure, but if we can provide the Huacha with a firing solution from our own tactical computers, it should work." B'Elanna frowned. "As for warp travel, I haven't quite gotten there yet. Let's cross that bridge after we've eliminated the potential pursuit." Turning in her chair, she looked over to Karn. "Think you're up to handling targeting for both ships?" The augment smiled. "It will be no difficulty at all." He turned to his displays and nodded. "I have them. 6 craft on intercept vector, heading 042 Mark 3. She nodded, then tapped in a series of commands as she linked her Omni-tool into the ship's wireless network. "All right, I'm setting this to provide combat systems information to your console. Target and fire at will. Action."
"Acting."
Karn assimilated the new information as it spread across his displays, then got down to business. "Huachat, showing disruptors at full combat charge and torpedoes hot in forward and aft tubes. Locking on lead elements and firing disruptors as they bear." The Klavarite fighters and shuttles were more agile, but they didn't have the power to knock either of the larger vessels' shields offline without concentrating fire from several vessels. And once Karn realized that, he made sure to prevent it, sending arcs of disruptor fire or the occasional torpedo to break up attempts by the smaller ships to get into position. As they whittled down the Klavarite's numbers, B'Elanna took a look at the tactical plot. "Sensors, do you have readings on where they've stashed the suicide freighters?"
"I can do better," the science Gorn announced. "It appears this ship was configured to act as the controlling craft for their suicide run. They are reporting position, heading, and status."
She could feel a wicked smile spreading across her face. "Excellent. My uncle must have been planning to take this ship in under cloak, then posture about his victory once the strikes were underway. Typical."
"A likely scenario," the Gorn agreed. "Orders, Captain?"
"Remove them from the equation. Set course on all ships to head directly into Lutyen 094 at best speed.
Uploading new course and speed now. Course confirmed as computed and locked for all ships.
Execute. Without a word, the Science Gordon put a long-range sensor plot of the system up on the main viewer. Numbered tags appeared on each freighter, and over the course of a few moments, each ship began to move. Sluggish, perhaps, but gathering speed as each ship locked onto its terminal course. Once B'Elanna was satisfied that the bombers were permanently out of the picture, she turned back to Karn. Status on the Hwacha? Some damage, but none of it grave. The ship would need a day in the yards to be returned to full effectiveness. Perhaps two. B'Elanna nodded. On the one hand, sending over what would essentially be a prize crew was an option, but getting one over there would take time. But perhaps... Tabbing a key on the arm of her command chair, she leaned down slightly toward the comm unit. Mr. Satori, how do you find the engine room?
I'd say I've done a decent job of figuring out what all the levers do, Captain. Warp power is ready at your signal.
Excellent. Question for you. Do you feel comfortable expanding our warp field to encompass a smaller ship under tow? The Seleucian's voice was thoughtful, and she could hear him tapping a few commands into the system.
I think we can manage that, sir. The nice thing about Klingon shipwrights, they build them like tractors, and there's not exactly what one might call a health and safety culture, but they always have power to spare. She'll make it work.
B'Elanna smiled. He'll make it work, Mr. Satori. You're aboard a Klingon vessel now, not a Seleucian one. She could almost hear Satori rolling his eyes.
Duly noted, Captain. We'll be ready at your signal.
Cutting the comm, she looked over to Vokan. Activate tractors and bring the Hwacha under tow. Coordinate with the engine room to make adjustments to the warp field. Action.
Acting.
Vokan plied his board, and after a few minutes, the larger battlecruiser had taken the bird of prey under tow, ready to make their way out of the system. As they maneuvered to depart, the Goron tabbed a control in response to an urgent tone.
Captain, the Clovarite base is hailing us.
Oh, this should be good. On viewer. Standing, B'Elanna couldn't help but smile as Krall's face came up from what must have been the base's control center, glowering with fury.
What have you done?
Well, that depends on how you look at it. Are you referring to the fighters we trashed on our way out, the freighters that are being destroyed, or the toys that we took away from you? If looks could kill, Krall could have taken out Klingi Prime himself, with no need of any other weapons.
This is not over, Lontai Clavar. You will pay for this, and everything else you have done.
Now it was B'Elanna's turn to glower at Krall, unleashing some of the fury that she'd kept bottled up since learning of her uncle's plans.
I am not anyone's property, or some prize to be won, and if that little threat was supposed to scare me, you might want to take a look at your track record. You're not exactly lighting it up in the retaliation department.
B'Elanna's anger cooled momentarily as a thought occurred to her.
Retaliation. Retaliator. Nodwi. Yeah. That's a much better name for a ship like this.
She settled back into her chair as Krall continued to smolder.
Much less pretentious than Fist of Clavar, that's for sure.
Then, as if remembering something, she turned her focus back to the viewscreen.
Oh.
B'Elanna smiled darkly as the Clavarite officer stared furiously at her through his viewscreen, as if his gaze alone could return his stolen vessel.
I think you left something aboard my old ship. I took the liberty of returning it to you.
Krall's face evolved from emasculated anger to puzzlement, and then a slowly dawning terror before he broke, turning and running straight out of the viewer's pickup. Within the prison camp's magazine, a tri-cobalt device sat on one of the racks waiting to be packaged and loaded aboard one of the suicide freighters, a black oblong shape among dozens of identical brothers. However, unlike his fellows, the status lights on this device beneath its inspection hatch, invisible to the casual observer, were a deep violet rather than the normal standby red, and a small counter set into the controls fell rapidly toward 000. Moments after the newly renamed Nodwi went to warp, the planetoid that had housed the Clavarite operations in the Lutian 094 system ceased to exist. The blast was observed by sensor arrays and gravimetric observatories as far away as Rigel 3, and ranked nearly as catastrophic as the destruction of Praxis. As she watched the explosion and shockwave radiate out on the rear-angle viewer, Belana mused as if to herself, "I almost hated to kill Krall." "Your sentimentality surprises me," Vokan grunted, a note of faint disapproval in his voice. At his station, the science gorn made his amused little rattle. "Sentimentality?" "Huh," said Belana casually. "No, it's just that if he had lived, that would have been two battlecruisers the Order of the Rose has taken off him. It would have been interesting to learn what my uncle made of that." She sat back in her con with a theatrical sigh. "Perhaps if he hadn't called me Lontai Clavar that last time. Ah, well." "I retract my earlier remark," said Vokan, eyeing her with a new respect. All things considered, Belana would call that a fairly reasonable day's work. Klingi Prime. "We made our way back to Klingi Prime from there, and that's about where you came in." As she concluded, Belana relaxed, her hands falling to rest at her sides. Even before all this, she'd had to spend most of her time since joining the KDF in a state of constant watchfulness. Because of who she was and what she was, she'd had no shortage of challenges. But since returning with the Nodwi, she had noticed a lot less of them. If anything, she'd noticed people making an effort to give her a bit more room as she moved around, and a bit more deference when she went to file reports or get something to eat. "Well, I guess I know what I have to do to get some respect around here." Sarg Thalik hadn't really spoken since she'd started explaining everything that had happened. She found herself meeting his eyes, which were giving a cool, speculative look. She held the contact, and that seemed to help him come to a conclusion. "Bold actions, Commander." Sarg's face split into a wide smile. "Bold and deserving of recognition." He opened a small drawer beneath his place at the table and drew a small black case, sliding it across the table. When she opened it, she found three items. The first two were a pair of rank insignia discs, marked with the three-spoke device of a full commander. Below that glittered a disc of visorium and onyx, hung on a silver and violet-edged black ribbon. "Commander Belana Sutai O'Brien of House Tenjoch, it is my distinct pleasure to award you the Heart of Kaelas for your exceptional valor in extraordinary circumstances. All the Klingon Union hails you this day. Kai Kasai!" As the shock wore off, Belana smiled back at the assembled officers. "Thank you. So, what are my orders?" Zarg sat back. "Nodwi was yours, Commander, from the moment you named him. As to your orders, I could use a ship with a reliable commander who could act as a roving troubleshooter within the fleet, shore up areas when needed, investigate reports of unusual enemy activity, and coordinate with allied forces when called." He smiled.
It occurs to me that you have considerable experience operating in such a fashion.
Belana could feel a matching smile spreading on her face.
I suppose I do at that.
Zarg nodded, then continued,
You may keep the crew you assembled. If any of the civilians you conscripted wish to remain, they will be enlisted appropriately. Any replacements you require will be provided from the fleet's requisition office. That includes the mad Augment. His insanity is evidently no impediment to his loyalty or his usefulness, and so of no concern to me, he added with a very faint smile.
Kratak cleared his throat.
That still leaves the matter of the Hwacha, my lord.
Zarg nodded.
So it does.
He gave Belana a thoughtful look.
Lieutenant Vokan seems to have redeemed himself while under your command. Do you think that, with the influence of a better officer, he could continue to serve the Union well?
Belana considered that. It would need to be someone who Vokan will respect. Jerdak encouraged his worst habits, so he had no reason to improve. If his commander is respected, disciplined, and pushes him, I think he'll do fine.
Nodding, Zarg looked to Kratak.
Very well. Lieutenant Vokan will be ordered to take command of the Hwacha. His orders are to act as part of the Nodwis new independent operations squadron, reporting directly to Commander O'Brien. He turned back to Belana, his smile a bit crooked.
I believe that you will meet those qualifications, and should find a supporting vessel useful, given your mission.
Wednesday, April 27th, KDF Shipyards. Belana settled herself into her command chair as the Nodwi prepared to leave port. He hadn't needed too much work to flush out the Kalvarite back doors in his software and bring him up to KDF standards. She'd acquired a replacement for Vokan at the helm, and after a few discussions with the Royal Seleucian Admiralty, she'd secured herself a permanent engineer as well.
Mr. Satori, she called down, are we ready to head out?
Aye, Captain, Satori reported back.
Reactors at full power, all systems green across the board. He'll be ready for whatever you need.
Excellent.
Turning her attention back to the bridge, she smiled as the ship came to life around her.
Signal from the Hwacha, the Science Gorn reported. They are ready to get underway.
Belana nodded, unable to keep a smile off her face.
Well then. Gentlemen, General Thalak has ordered us to be troubleshooters.
She paused, then signaled for the dock to clear all moorings.
So let's go find some trouble.
Aery Productions Unlimited presented Undocumented Features Future Imperfect, The Order of the Rose, A Duelist Opera, Technical Difficulties 2, Retaliation, written by Matt Wagner, with Benjamin D. Hutchins, which is still me. The Order of the Rose will continue.